Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Congratulations. We started this 3 months ago. I can't believe it. We started talking about destiny, the opposite, where you are, decide, with the word diamond mind. I don't know if you remember that, but that was like 3 months ago. Started with this concept of know where you are, and now we're going to end with the last D in the mind, which is decide or figure out your destiny. And it kind of like loops back if you really think about it. Because when we started, we're talking about decide where you are. Decide where you are in your life, and then today we're going to conclude with your destiny. Last week we talked about something new, a new destiny. So I really think that the challenge is to break patterns, see things as they truly are, and face reality. Now, I have a deck of cards here. There's 33 cards here. I got these from Ireland. There's 33 cards because these 33 cards represent the 33 weeks that are remaining in the year of 2023. So every week I take a card and I flip it over, and then I look at the stack, how it's going down. Why do I do it? It's a reality check. That's what I'm talking about. Destiny really has to do with figuring out, as we did 12 weeks ago, where you are in your life, where you are in your finances, your relationships, anything that's important to you, getting really clear, really focused where you are on your weight, your health, anything that's important to you. And then so today we're talking about creating this destiny of becoming more. Now, if you think about it, every single person is dealt a hand, some cards, and it's really how you play it. Some people don't play it really well, and some people do really well. But at the end, you know, all we have is birth and the day we die. It's like you probably heard this before, the dash. You have the date of your birth, you have the dash, which is in the middle, and then you have the day that you pass away. If you've ever been at a funeral, and I'm sure you have, that's what you see. You see a person's date, and you also see if there's a eulogy, someone kind of like summarizing a person's life. I was just at my aunt Sarah's funeral not too long ago, and my cousin got up and gave a eulogy. I don't necessarily like eulogies. People get emotional. It's hard for them to get through it, but my cousin did a great job. He kind of summarized my aunt's life, his mom's life, which is not easy. So how do you create a destiny? Well, I think the first thing is to be aware of where you're at and then create what I would call a log line, or maybe if you really want to get at it, an obituary. I know it sounds crazy, but by writing these things down, you tend to focus on where you want to be in your life. So as I was telling you, when my cousin got up and shared a little bit, maybe 5-7 minutes about his mom, my aunt, he gave a summary of her life. Now, if you're listening to me now or you're watching me now, I assume you're alive, right? Why not write your own obituary? Why not write your own log line? Now, a log line is, you know, someone's going to pitch a movie or a book or some kind of idea to producers. So they come up with a sentence or a paragraph that explains the main character in the story, the conflict in the story, the transformation, and it's really clear. It's only a couple sentences. It's not long. Is it possible for you to do that? Yeah, I learned this from Donald Miller. I love the idea of looking at your life as a story. I love the idea of looking at your life as the hero's journey or a story, understanding that there's going to be conflict and how you overcame the conflict. Let's face it. Most people, if you're like me, you can probably relate, we've all gone through trauma or stress or things that have set us back. Two reactions. One is to be a victim. Oh, woe is me. You know, this was terrible. The other is a person talks about what happened to them and then somehow they overcame it. You know, it was transformational, right? That's the hero's journey. So wouldn't it be nice to create your destiny first on paper? And the way to do it is to get really quiet and create what is called in the movie business a log line, a little sentence, a little paragraph of who you are, what you overcame, and how you overcame it so that you would hook people to know more about your life. I mean, imagine somebody goes to your funeral and they get up and they read a eulogy and people are bored out of their mind. Or, you know, someone knows about your life and they're bored out of their mind. Or maybe you're bored out of your mind. So what do you do to create a greater destiny? Well, we're all going to pass away. We're all going to have a date that they're going to give us on our tombstone next to that dash. But what's the dash going to look like? What is that going to be like? So you start with a log line. It's something I've done about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then out of that, I challenge you to create an obituary. It could be a page. Now, it's not easy to do because you're going to want to write, you know, everything that ever happened to you, which, now think about it. Anybody that puts together a movie or a book, they're taking a lot of things out. A lot of things are taken out of the book or out of the movie. Not everything is in the book. Not everything is in the movie. So you have to start with a premise of who you were, your past, conflict that you overcame. You know, my father, for instance, he grew up in the Depression era. He lost his mom when he was 5 years old. His son died. His wife died. My mom died. So, you know, that's conflict. That's conflict. You know, everybody faces that. If you're Batman or Superman, your parents die when you're young. That's just how the story starts. You know, if you're Bambi, your mom dies, right? I mean, there's always conflict. In any good story, you wouldn't go to the movies and just sit there and you eat your popcorn and no conflict. You know, everything's going well. The guy gets up, goes to work, kisses his wife goodbye, goes to work, come home, and he does that day after day. I would say 20 minutes into that movie, you probably walk out, right? There has to be some kind of conflict. There has to be some kind of problem. And then what happens? The hero overcomes the problem. So focusing on a new destiny means getting real about where you are now, creating a log line, and then out of that, creating an obituary. I have one. I was almost tempted to read it to you today, but it's a little bit too personal, and maybe somebody will read it someday, or maybe I'll read it to you someday, but right now, it's something that I'm keeping to myself. Every day, I take a look at this obituary. Why? Because it's giving me a point of reference to look towards. Does that make sense? To grow into. So I know it's easy to say, I don't want to do this. This is really morbid. I don't want to sit down and write my life story. And if you do it, you got to take out a lot of things. My obituary is probably the size of this. That's it. It's a one page. That's all it is. You know, I figured if someone was going to read it, they weren't going to read 10 pages or 5 pages. It was just this. It starts with my past, things I overcame, and who I am today. So focusing on destiny, first step is to get really real, decide where you are, and then think to yourself, as you reflect upon your past, some things that you've had to overcome, and then write it as a story, write it as a book. I think it was Don Miller, pretty sure, Don Miller. He was interviewed by someone that wanted to take his life story, his book, and create it into a movie. And these people came out. They spent the weekend with him. I think he lives in Tennessee. And they said, hey, you don't have a lot of things in your life that are really that exciting. And he thought about it. And it really changed his life. So I encourage you to think about this at least. If your life was a movie, and maybe you were dealt some cards that, you know, you don't feel were fair, right? However, overcoming the obstacles or overcoming the conflict is what a good story is all about. So here's another thought. Creating a powerful destiny has to do with where you are in life. And I've heard this from Jim Rohn. I've heard this from Tony Robbins. I've seen it in my own life. But everyone goes through stages. You know, my nephews are in a different stage than I am in my life, and their children are in a different stage than they are. We all go through stages, and it's very much like the seasons. You start off in spring, then you go to summer, then you go to fall, and then you go to winter, right? And then it just keeps on rotating. Right now, I'm in Connecticut. It's May. It's beautiful. I guess it's like spring weather. It's not really hot yet. It's just absolutely beautiful. But the seasons go through these four, you know, these four time periods of spring, summer, fall, and winter. So what I did is I wrote them here, obviously, simple. We all know this. It's the same thing in our life. There's certain things that I did when I was in the springtime of my life that I would never do now. Like, for instance, leaving home, going to college, going to graduate school, having these, you know, great dreams about, you know, moving in a certain direction. When I was in my 20s and going into my 30s, I was kind of in that springtime of my life. There's no way I would do that now. I'm in my 60s. So for me to go back, you know, to the springtime of my life and say, okay, I'm going to do that now would not make any sense. Just like, for instance, you wouldn't plant seeds in the fall or you wouldn't plant seeds in the winter. That doesn't make sense. You would plant seeds in the springtime. You would harvest in the fall. So there's a method to all of this. But I think the first step is to recognize where you are in your life, in your career, whether you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, because not every season of life is the same. You know, I was talking to someone the other day that's in their late 50s, and we were talking about retirement. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, we should have had this conversation perhaps in the spring of your life. And I have nephews that are 40. I spoke to them 10 years ago when they were in their 30s. And I said, listen, if I were you, this is what I would do with my finances, you know. And there's a lot of things I would do if I could go back and just recognize that this idea of spring, summer, fall, and winter was how my life was going to unfold. At the time, when I was in my 20s, I had no idea about this. All I know is I had a lot of dreams in my 20s, and I got out there, and I got my teeth knocked out. And that's the point of the summer, by the way. The season of summer is a period of testing. It's, I don't know if you've ever seen the tarot card of the Fool. The Fool is the guy walking off the cliff. You know, he has no idea, completely naive. That's the person that's like 15 or 20 years old, and they're in the prime of their life, and they're going to change the world. You know, they're going out there and change the world. And that lasts only so long. And then the next season is the summer. Summers are hot. Summers can be very humid and dry, and they are a testing period, a big testing period. You know, people get married, people get divorced, people get jobs, people lose jobs. I think this is when reality strikes, when a person leaves home and they realize, wow, I got to get a mortgage and I got to pay off the loan and I got to get a car and I got to do this and I got to find a job. And they realize that life isn't so easy as it was when they were living with their parents. And that's the summer time. And if you've done well in the springtime and you've done well in the summertime, the next season is the fall. The fall is a period of reaping. You know, you start to see the benefits. Maybe your house is paid off. Maybe you have a nice family. So you're reaping. You're reaping the rewards of what you planted in the spring. And then, of course, the last season, which I'm not in yet. I will be hopefully in the future. I don't want to push it too fast. The winter time is a time to reflect and to give back, perhaps. The time of wisdom. If you've done everything right as far as planting in the spring and getting through the tests of the summer and persevering and reaping in the fall, well, the time of winter is, well, for me, it's contemplation, really. It's the time when I'm going to write my first book, probably by 65. but it's a time of reflection and a time to give back. So that really is the seasons of life, as I learned it from Jim Rohn, and I also know that Tony Robbins talks about it as well. So when we're talking about creating a destiny, you got to figure out where you are. You got to figure out the cards that have been dealt to you. You got to figure out where you are in your life, in your career, and then you have to create an image. You know, you've probably heard this before: without a vision, people perish. So let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more, then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
We are talking about destiny. Now, there's not a lot of things we can control, right? There are certain things we can control, certain things that are completely out of our control, like death, for example. Like, we really can't control it. We can maybe control staying healthier or living longer, but we know, you know, eventually, and I think the reason why life is so cherished is because we know it's limited. I think I saw this movie many years ago, Tuck Everlasting, where this guy lives forever. And that's the dream. You know, he wants to drink the potion, live forever. And what he finds out is he gets what he wants, and it's not necessarily what he wants. Everyone dies around him. He's living for hundreds of thousands of years, and he's just sick of it, right? So I think the idea that life is limited, it makes life special in that you don't want to waste your time. You really want to focus on what's truly important to you. So when I talk about creating this destiny, knowing where you are in the stages of life, whether it's winter or fall or spring or summer, I think the key is, what's the next step in your development? Like, if you're in spring, which I doubt that you are, you probably wouldn't be listening to me. You'd probably be watching something else on YouTube or listening to something else as far as a podcast. And it's because, you know, when you're in the spring of your life, you pretty much know it all, you know, and I was there too, you know, we all go through that stage. But you're also thinking of the next stage, which would be summer, or the next stage after that, which would be fall. And there's kind of this balance act, right? You don't want to be just thinking about the future. I don't want to spend all of my days looking at my obituary. I don't want to spend all of my days looking at the log line. I don't want to spend all of my days thinking about winter, right? I want to live now, which currently I'm in the fall of my life. So there's a balance between living in the present and also projecting a future self. And this is the balance, like money. Let's say every month you get $5,000 or every month you get $10,000 coming into your bank account, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You look at the money and you say to yourself, how much am I going to use for now, right? And how much am I going to use for the future? So every time I make an investment, and I make investments every single month, when I go to the bank or I do what I have to do to make an investment, I say to myself, my future self, Gregory Dwyer, thanks you. And it's just a funny way of keeping me focused on the future. But I'm also in the present. So there's a balance between, okay, I want to take this money and go to a movie and spend $25 to go to a movie and maybe $50 to go out to dinner. But there's a part of me that's also thinking that maybe I shouldn't spend that money on that. I should put it to the future for my future self. It's like your health. I really don't want to floss my teeth, but I'm flossing my teeth. My future self is going to thank me, right? So when I think about creating a new destiny, I think it begins with the obituary, with the log line, and having an idea in your mind of what you want to move towards in the next phase of your life. Like if you're in the fall like me, you're thinking about the winter. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about places to retire. And I started looking at, you know, the United States and then other places outside of the United States to retire. So here I am in Connecticut, loving it, but at the same time, I'm thinking about where I'm going to move to retire, what I'm going to do in my retirement. So it's this balance between myself right now, yourself right now, and at the same time, thinking about your future self. When it comes to your destiny, to get closer and closer and closer to it, all you have to ask yourself is, what is your future self going to say? Like, if you want to retire in Florida, or you want to retire in Mexico or Tennessee or whatever you want to do, and you're spending all of your money, like you're going to the casino every weekend, or you're just buying stuff on Amazon every day. Like, you get money coming in monthly, but you basically spend it down to zero and you haven't saved anything. You have to ask yourself, what's your future self going to say to you when you get to 75 or 85 or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's this tension, or it's this balance between the present and the future. I certainly don't want to live my whole life thinking about the future, because first of all, it doesn't exist. We all know that. Tomorrow never comes. If you've ever watched Groundhog Day, you know, I love that line in that movie. Tomorrow never comes. The only thing we have is now, right? However, we also know there is a future. We are going to be in the future. And wouldn't it be amazing if we could go back to the past and tell ourselves things that we know now? I don't know if we would even listen to ourselves. You know, our children don't listen to us. Maybe our family members, you know, that are younger than us, they don't listen to our wisdom. And what's kind of sad about it is, you know, we go through these stages of spring and summer and fall and winter, and if we've done it well, like really well, we gain all this wisdom. And today, very few people in the family want to listen to the wisdom. And then when that person dies, like my father died, my mother died, my grandparents have died, all of my aunts and uncles have died, that wisdom is pretty much gone. You know, it's not there anymore. And the only way that we're going to pick it up, the only way we're going to learn it, is by going through it ourselves, which is pretty costly. It's a great way to learn something, but if we can learn and model from other people, that's even better. So when it comes to destiny, the first place is to see where you are, decide where you are, create a new destiny, understand the different phases of life, create a log line, which I think is really important, create an obituary, and then begin to question your beliefs. Take a look at your values, your beliefs, your relationships, recognizing that these things are controlling your past, present, and future. Last week we were talking about transference. If you were on the podcast live or you watched it, transference is when you take something from the past, which is really important to you, and you bring it into the future, okay, or the present, I should say. So you take something that happened in the past and you bring it into the present because it's familiar. Okay, got it. We all do it. Awareness is the key. But if you keep on doing that over and over again, it's like going to the circus or going to the fair and riding the same ride over and over again, or playing the same carnival game expecting different results. So breaking that pattern by looking at your life, journaling, getting a real keen focus on your beliefs and values, and say, I wonder why I do that. I wonder why I, you know, pick people or involve myself in this kind of activity. What's it all about? And then once you see it, you start changing it. And then once you do that, everything changes. And what it does is it opens up a new destiny. So whether you're in sales, whether you're retired, whether you're a student, whether you're working for someone else, this information, I think, is important, because what is behind this is this idea of growing and flourishing. You know, I don't think what you're going to get as far as homes or money or vacations are really going to make anybody happy, you know, because after a while, you know, people are just, they've had it with these things. You know, the average person, once they get to like $65,000 or $75,000 or $70,000 worth of income, they don't even think about it anymore. It's not even an issue. It's a non-issue. And after you've been all over the world or you've done a lot of things, you're just like, you know, what else? What's next? You have to set a different expectation. You know, it's like the people that came back from the moon. I mean, what do you do when you come back from the moon? You know, you go to the moon. I remember that in the 60s. And these guys came back. They were depressed. They were drinking. They were not happy, because you have to set another goal, because what I think really is going to make you happy is growing, flourishing, living up to your potential, unlock your potential, that sort of thing. And then ultimately, I do believe it has to do with giving back. I think what we'll remember in our life is the magic moments that we had with other people in our relationships as we gave back to them, as we contributed to them. And a lot of people, you know, they're on autopilot. They don't really see these things because they don't have time, because they're constantly looking at their phone. I call them, you know, phone zombies. You know, people are walking around these days with their phones, with their tablets, with the internet. And it's almost like, you know, these devices are not in their hands, that they're inside the computer, and they're living kind of a meta life, really. And so what this allows us to do is to stop, take a breath, and say, you know, where do I want to be? You know, where do I want to be in 2 years? Or where do I want to be in 5 years? Or where do I want to be in 10 years? Where am I in the seasons of life? Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it fall? Is it winter? And how do I stay grounded in the present, but at the same time, have a vision of a destiny that I want to reach to, that I want to grow towards. So again, I think the challenge here is the balance between living in the present, smelling the roses, being with people, living your life, and at the same time, knowing that you want to, you know, you want to grow, you want to get to the next level, whether that's fall to winter, or whether it's spring to summer. And that is in the back of your mind. And because it's in the back of your mind, it's going to impact the decisions you make. You're going to say yes. You're going to say no. You're going to say no to this, yes to this. Why? No to the donut, yes to the broccoli, right? Not spending all your money because your future self is looking for money for retirement. So it's that balance between the two things. And then recognizing that every single one of us is given a hand to play, every one of us. It's the date at the beginning of our life. It's the date at the end of our life. And the only thing that we might have a little bit of control with is the dash between the dates. So when I talk about the importance of focus, that's the question I have for you. What is important to you right now in your life? As you're watching this, as you're listening to this, what is important to you? And then recognize that that's how you're living your life. That's the lens by which you're seeing everything, and that's the lens which is having you make different decisions about what you want to do, where you want to go, and how you see the world. So lastly, let me just put in a fast commercial, two commercials. One is we're planning to go to Scotland next year. If you have an interest, it is April 3rd. It is 3 days after Easter. If you have an interest, just send me an email at greggregoire.com. And the other one is I have an ebook that I wrote many years ago. It's evergreen. It's great. I don't even ask for your email. All you have to do is go to www.greggregoireebook.com. And when you do that, you just simply get into the document, which is a 12-page document, which will talk about how to use your mind. So over the last 12 weeks, the last 3 months, we've been talking about diamond mind. Every single letter has been an aspect of this half an hour podcast or call. It's my hope that this will help you stay focused. Most people, when they talk about focus, they focus on the fact that you need to consciously do something. It's more than that. It's how you think, and it's how you focus. That's the key. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. we want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.